All my days feel long, and my nights feel short, and I think I'm tired, but I'm not quite sure. And this movie sucks, and my head feels numb, though it's light outside, can't wait for the night to come.
That's Lee DeWise, Night and Day.
Wow.
Single from a new EP.
That's the sound we were talking about.
Yes.
Kind of that, you know.
Ethereal kind of thing right. That's going on, and Lee DeWise is here. Is there actually a name for that sort of sound?
Everyone's got a different name for it, but I think you nailed it. It's definitely kind of like it's a cinematic, ethereal, open, a lot of space in the music right now.
Lee, I think, Mount Prospects for him, I think that you can sue Taylor Swift now because she has stolen that for her new single.
She's got the same sound a little bit.
Yeah, that's
very different voice.
And I believe that we will win. I think I will represent you in the case.
You're going to get a piece of this. Work your way into this deal.
I am not an attorney.
Don't worry,
now,
Lee, it's fine.
There's a caveat here. I am not an attorney, but I am more than willing to represent you pro se.
Absolutely.
Whatever the hell that means.
Sure.
All right. So Night and Day. Now Night and Day comes from the fact that you can't sleep. Is that right?
That is true. I haven't slept in 14 years. So
I believe it.
No.
You've had quite a ride.
You know, with what I do, I definitely, I do a lot of my writing and my recording at night. And very early in the day, I find those to be the most creative times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know, I'm not ever sitting around at 3 o'clock like, I'm going to write a song. You know, it's just not.
You go to the office.
Yeah, it's
9 a.m.
All right. I'll be back at 5.
Yeah. No,
take a lunch break at noon.
Night definitely is. Is my best time for writing and being creative. So, you know, working on this new music, it was the first song I wrote for this EP, and it's one of my favorites off of it.
Where are you living now mostly? Are you back home a lot?
I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, I see.
I was actually just out here recently. My wife was filming Chicago Fire. She was she just filmed for an episode of Chicago Fire. So I was actually here not too long, a week ago, for a few days only, but I get to come back every so often, but whenever I get to play here, it's the best.
It is.
And tomorrow night you're going to be at Space in Evanston, which is a great room. Have you played Space before?
Yeah, it's honestly one of my favorite spots out here. It's one of those places, you know, when you play a place over and over again, it starts to feel like home. You know where things are. You walk in, you're like, this is where... you know, you just kind of feel very at home there, and I feel very comfortable there, and they're the best. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night.
It always looks like the Unplugged set from MTV back in the day.
For sure.
I love that.
It has that feel, definitely.
Too.
It's very intimate.
Yeah.
But the sound in there is great, and they do an awesome job. So
yeah. And there's a hack to get to the bar and to the bathroom. There's like a whole thing. I got the whole thing figured out there.
There's a passcode.
Yeah.
There's a secret password.
It's just a hack. You get it. You know, you just get to the back and then shoot right across.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to the, you need an extra drink, go right to the back of the bar right there. They're always willing to serve you. And then the bathroom's right around the corner. It's easy.
Easy.
But don't go during Night and Day. Wait,
no,
do not do that.
Do not. That would be upsetting.
All right. And so so the EP is out now.
It's going to be out in October.
All right. So this song is
released right. Night and Day, yeah. And the EP Castles will be out in October.
Okay. And we're going to play the title track from that as well, aren't we?
I think so.
Yes, that's what it says right here.
We are.
All right, Lee DeWise, do not miss him tomorrow night at Space in Evanston. There's still a couple tickets left. You can go to evanstonspace.com. Because you go to space.com, that takes you don't need that.
No.
That's a little too big. evanstonspace.com makes a ton of sense for selling the tickets. All right, here we go. Lee DeWise, Night and Day.
Feel long and the nights feel short, and I think I'm tired, but I'm not quite sure. And the movie sucks, and my head feels numb, though it's bright outside. Can't wait for the night to come. And I think I'm tired, but I'm not quite sure. And the music's up, and my head feels numb, though it's bright outside. Can't wait for the night to come. And for a while there I was amused, just one less night to be confused about the the center of this thing I'm in. But don't get tired, it just starts again. All my days feel long and the nights feel short. And I think I'm tired, but I'm not quite sure. And my timing sucks and my head feels numb. Though it's bright outside, can't wait for the night to come. It's when the witches and the ghosts appear to show you everything is crystal clear. They told me things I know I won't forget. Could someone tell me, is it not for yet? All my days feel low and the nights feel short. And I think I'm tired, but I'm not quite sure. And the timing sucks, and my head feels numb. Though it's bright outside, can't wait for the night, for the night. Can't wait for the night to come.
Pretty great.
Beautiful.
Right there. So
love that.
Leader-wise, your writing, I saw for film and television too, right?
Yeah, over the past few years, what kind of kickstarted that for me? It's always something I wanted to do, even like when I was much younger. I always loved music and film, whether it be, you know, from Disney movies to, you know, Jurassic Park. I mean, John Williams, who's that? I mean, I was,
right.
You know, and I always loved that side of things. And a few years back, I was able to write a song for The Walking Dead called Blackbird Song. And that really kind of kickstarted that for me. And I've always been a writer and things like that. But writing for visual, I guess we'll call it, you know, visual media, whether it be TV, film, whatever it is, has always been a love of mine. And I've been able to do a lot of it. Recently, we had one in the trailer for Ben Is Back, the Julie Roberts movie, mm-hmm. off my last record. But yeah, that's something I'm pretty
heavy into. Are you writing soundtrack or score? What are you writing?
It's more soundtrack. It's more, you know, a lot of times it's, here's the scene, you know.
Right, we need a song.
Yeah, and I love that because I get to kind of watch it, and I like to write anyways in a very visual way. You know, mm-hmm. when I'm singing something or I'm writing something, I always, even when I'm performing it live, every song, whether, you know, 3 minutes, whatever it is, I like to think of it as a little soundtrack in your head to whatever memory you pull for that song, you know. And that's how I've kind of approached music anyways, so... My song, I think there's just like an honest emotion thing that's going on that mm-hmm. just you can kind of drop it in somewhere and it's, you know, you get those tearjerker moments.
And there yeah. you are. There you are. All right. More with Lee DeWise. If you want it, Night and Day, you go where all fine music is sold on the internet and you'll be able to find it there. iTunes, I'm assuming, right? You can get it there.
It's on all things.
Spotify, yeah, wherever
Night
you want.
Night and Day. And then the EP Castles will be out in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many tracks are going to be on there?
There's going to be 3 on there. And then, you know, we hope to release a record, you know.
An LP. You know, we were just talking about this mm-hmm. Before the show. It's funny because so many artists today are not, you know, they're dispensing with the whole notion of the, you know, the full length album, the LP, right? Where 12 songs.
Of course.
Some people are doing it, you know, because they want to just, but that almost seems like an anthology now.
Yeah.
Right? Because the work comes out as it comes out.
Yeah, it's, you know, hearing someone say, I'm putting out a record, it definitely feels almost dated. You know, you're like, a record. But I think for me, the main reason I like to put out albums is because I think a lot of my music, you know, I like the storytelling aspect of music still. It's what I grew up, it's what I've always gravitated towards. And so for me, it's not always as simple as just, you know, here's a song. There is a connection in the writing and sonically throughout the album that I like to where it's one full piece. And so I still love that. But nowadays, yeah, man, I mean, I could put out a single tomorrow. It'll take 2 seconds. You know,
who did you have a poster of when you were a kid in your room?
Oh man, that's a good question. I had a Pink Floyd poster in my room.
The triangle.
It was up there for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big, didn't have a lot of posters in my room. Is that,
okay, that's all right.
I know that's a thing, though. I see a lot of, yeah. Well, you know, TV, yeah. You're like, wow, that kid's got 47 posters.
Right, those are adults now that have yeah. them. Right?
And yeah. they go, look, I have more posters in my house now than I did when I was a kid. That's true.
All right, back with Lee DeWise in just a moment. Again, Night and Day. And you can see him tomorrow at Space in Evanston. Few tickets left. EvanstonSpace.com if you want to do that. Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, the trade war goes up, Wall Street goes down. We'll explain what happened between the U.S. and China today.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV morning news team. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN TV.
All right. Lee DeWise is here for Live Music Friday. He has Mount Prospect's very own. And here's the best part. This next song you're going to do, Castle, which is Castles, plural, which is the title track for your EP that's coming out in a couple of weeks, is based on like an autumnal kind of a feel, because the first song you did, Night and Day, kind of has that, you know, you go see like an art house movie in the fall. Yeah. That's kind of the way that feels.
You know, it's funny, these songs off this EP and the music I'm making around it has a fall feel.
They do.
October is the perfect time for us to release it because it has that feel, especially the song Castles. You know, the song is about, you know those moments when you're taken back to when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
It comes and it goes, right? It's really quick. And I wrote a song about that feeling. And a lot of that, a lot of the song is just kind of about that feeling of the fall and the sun going down in the fall and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, don't remind me. But all right, Castles, Lee DeWise.
Sun is going down, backs are to the ground, mid-November. From your castle in the trees, hear you call to me, I remember. Oh, the things we miss with grass stains on our shins. Do you have to go? Do you have to go? Tell me, do you? You don't wanna go. Turns we find, seeking while we hide, chasing memory. Still I know the somber song of the metal lock written for me. Oh, the things we find when scars are left behind. Do you have to go? Do you have to go? Tell me, do you? You don't wanna go. You don't wanna go. Tell me, do you? All the things, all the things we miss, all the things we miss, all the things, all the things we miss, all the things we miss, all the things, all the things we miss, all the things we miss, all the things. Do you have to go? Do you have to go? Tell me, do you? Sun is going down, backs are to the ground, mid-November.
Lee DeWise, and you can see Lee DeWise tomorrow. That's Castles. That's the title track of the new EP coming out. Beautiful.
Really,
you can see
is.
Lee, Mount Prospect's very own. You can see him tomorrow night at Space in Evanston, evanstonspace.com for tickets. We got White Sox baseball coming your way after Kim's News in 2 minutes.